Chapter 128. Want to make a triumph of it. But, directly we got into the street we were known, and this hubbub began. Of the two, apostrophe he added, as he wiped his crimson face, and after experience of both, I think I'd rather be taken out of my house by a crowd of enemies, than escorted home by a mob of friends. Apostrophe apostrophe, it was plain enough, however, that this was mere talk on Gabriel's part, and that the whole proceeding afforded him the keenest delight, for the people continuing to make a great noise without, and to cheer, as if their voices were in the freshest order, and good for a fortnight, he sent upstairs for Grip, who had come home at his master's back, and had acknowledged the favors of the multitude by drawing blood from every finger that came within his reach, and with the bird upon his arm, presented himself at the first floor window, and waved his hat again until it dangled by a shred, between his finger and thumb. This demonstration having been received with appropriate shouts, and silence being in some degree restored, he thanked them for their sympathy, and taking the liberty to inform them that there was a sick person in the house, proposed that they should give 3 cheers for King George, 3 more for Old England, and 3 more for nothing particular, as a closing ceremony. The crowd assenting, substituted Gabriel Varden for the nothing particular, and giving him one over, for good measure, dispersed in high good humor. What congratulations were exchanged among the inmates at the Golden Key, when they were left alone. What an overflowing of joy and happiness there was among them. How incapable it was of expression in Barnaby's own person. And how he went wildly from one to another, until he became so far tranquilized, as to stretch himself on the ground beside his mother's couch, and fall into a deep sleep, are matters that need not be told. And it is well they happened to be of this class, for they would be very hard to tell, were their narration ever so indispensable. Before leaving this bright picture, it may be well to glance at a dark, and very different one which was presented to only a few eyes, that same night. The scene was a churchyard. The time, midnight. The persons, Edward Chester, a clergyman, a grave digger, and the forebearers of a homely coffin. They stood about a grave which had been newly dug, and one of the bearers held up a dim lantern, the only light there which shed its feeble ray upon the book of prayer. He placed it for a moment on the coffin, when he and his companions were about to lower it down. There was no inscription on the lid. The mold fell solemnly upon the last house of this nameless man, and the rattling dust left a dismal echo even in the accustomed ears of those who had borne it to its resting place. The grave was filled into the top, and trodden down. They all left the spot together. You never saw him, living? Apostrophe apostrophe asked the clergyman, of Edward. Often, years ago, not knowing him for my brother. Apostrophe, never since? Apostrophe apostrophe, never. Yesterday, he steadily refused to see me. It was urged upon him, many times, at my desire. Apostrophe, still he refused? That was hardened and unnatural. Apostrophe, do you think so? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I infer, that you do not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you are right. We hear the world wonder, every day, at monsters of ingratitude. Did it never occur to you, that it often looks for monsters of affection, as though they were things of course? Apostrophe apostrophe, they had reached the gate by this time, and bidding each other good night, departed on their separate ways. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.